Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the interview show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking to Doug Briney today from Anchorage, Alaska, with his music. How you doing, Doug?
Man, I'm doing well. How about yourself today?
Pretty warm down here.
Well, we're warm up here for us. I think we're about 71, 72, which is hot for us.
Oh, that's about April for us.
Yeah, and we don't have the humidity that y'all have.
So I was reading a little bit about you, and I see where you're going to be going on a motorcycle tour later on in the summer. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm going to take off from Anchorage and ride about 3,200 miles down to Orange County, California, and be doing some shows along the way and a couple interviews, stopping at different radio stations, doing some interviews along the way, and then spend about a week there with my dad and some family there, do a show while I'm there, and then turn around and ride my motorcycle all the way back, about another 3,200 miles to get home.
Is that just like, so how long you had that planned ahead or that you were going to do that since?
Oh, probably about 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah,
did
been
you
planning
anything
it out
lined
for about...
up? You got certain places you're going to stop on the way, or is it just, you know?
I've got a couple places that are lined up to stop at, but I've got a few places that are lined up to stop at, but most of it's going to kind of be an impromptu type of a thing and just having some fun.
You said you're going to have all your equipment on in a little trailer behind your motorcycle, your guitar and everything. Are you going to kind of stop at maybe somewhere where there's maybe some people gathered around and do like a show right there on the road, or how are you going to do that?
That's the idea. Get wherever I see people, just kind of stop and have a show and have some fun. And, you know, just like I said, just the idea of the trip is just to get on the road and have some fun with it. I've been building a little teardrop trailer to pull behind the motorcycle. I've been building that for about the past month and putting that together. I've got the frame all welded up and building the body out of foam and fiberglass, and I've got all the fiberglassing done now, and so I'm just getting ready to start sanding and painting.
Are you going right down the coast,
or
what part of the northwest? Are you going right down the coastal highway there?
I'm going to go down on Interstate 5. I'm going down Interstate 5, but then I'm going to be coming back the Coast Highway all the way through, halfway through Oregon, and then jump back over to 5. Of course, from Anchorage, I catch the Glen Highway all the way out to the Alaskan Highway and take that down through Canada, down just before Watson Lake. I'll get off and take 37 down towards the Cassier Highway, and take the Cassier Highway down and then run into the 5 just outside of Washington State on the Canada side. And then I'll jump down 5 all the way down into Orange County. And like I said, on the way home, I'm going to be doing the Coast Highway all the way back up.
So is this your music that you put out right, that you got out right now? Is this the first music that you recorded, or did you have some other music before this?
No, this is my first CD. This is the first debut CD that I've done. Back when I was in college, I sang with a singing group there and did some recording with that singing group and did some recording with the quartet while I was in college. But this is the first solo album, first solo project I've ever done.
Okay, now how did you do that? Did you come up with the songs yourself and then go in the studio, or did you have some help, or how did that work?
Well, the song selection took me about 2.5 months. I think that was the hardest part of the entire project, was selecting songs. I listened to about 300 different songs, most of them over the internet that I found different writers had submitted and doing listening to. And then through the Independent Country Musicians Network, ICMA, headed up by Alan Shepard, was introduced to a gentleman by the name of Pat Kelly, and his songs on there and a couple other writers, but fell in love with what Pat Kelly was doing there and just really fell in love with his music and went through a bunch of his stuff and kind of selected down to 6 that I put on there. And then I did the 4 cover songs. The Man I Want to Be, Chris Young, Voices, another Chris Young song, Bleed Red, a Ronnie Dunn song, and then Old Red, which was actually, I think, first recorded. George Jones recorded that, then Kenny Rogers recorded, but most recently, Blake Shelton recorded that and has done fairly well with it.
Okay. So when you go in the studio, do you have a band that you're in there with, or how does that work?
Well, I did a I purchased the rights, the mechanical rights for the soundtracks that were done. I did lay some guitar down on one of the tracks, on one of the tracks I was working with, but most of it I purchased the music rights and the mechanical licensing rights for that, and did it that way. For up here in Anchorage, Alaska, to get the quality musicians that it would take to do that, to get the quality, it wouldn't have come out as well had I done it here. I could have flown down to Nashville and done that, but the cost was so high to do something like that. So I was able to purchase the tracks from the writers of the music directly, and purchase the licensing rights from them and use those tracks. And like I said, I played guitar along with them. And when I do my live shows, that's what I do, is I use those tracks and then play guitar alongside the tracks.
Oh, okay. That's the way you're able to do a show, like stop somewhere and do a show, because you've got the machines and everything all ready to go, I guess.
Yeah, everything is all set up, ready, loaded to go. And I don't have to use the machines. I can just play along with it, guitar as well. Of course, it just doesn't sound, you know, as full without everybody else in there. You know, you get the steel in there, you get a couple lead guitars, the drums, and, you know, you have the other instruments that are in there. That just makes it sound so much fuller and better. So I prefer using them, but I certainly don't have to. I've got a show coming up at the end of August here at the Alaska State Fair, and they have a policy. Part of their policy is that that it all has to be live music. So I'll be doing that all live without the accompaniment, and playing that on the guitar as well.
Oh, okay. I guess I got kind of a random order here. First song I got up here is Old Red, and I guess we'll go ahead and listen to that one.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, here we go.
I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I'd been here for 2 long years, I finally made the one my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Said he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can't consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the crips and the bears. All these years that I've been here, nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red Ditchin, have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. It'll have you cheer for the morning comes. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. He brought down the blue tick hound, she was pretty as she could be. Well, they painted her up in the swampland about a mile south of the gate. I'd take Red out for his evening run, I'd just drop him off in his way. And the wolves said, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red teaching, have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Better have your treat for the morning comes. I kept him away for 3 or 4 days, and I waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun. I smiled when I heard him let red out, 'cause I was headed north to Tennessee. No, red was headed south. And the warden said, come on, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red, did you? Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here, love, it got me out.
That was Old Red, Doug Briney. Good job on that one.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, now, this next song I'm looking at, Man, My Dog Thinks I Am. Where'd you get that one from?
That's actually Pat Kelly and Bucky wrote that, and just kind of a fun song. You know, I've owned dogs my entire life, and I've been in the doghouse with my wife more than once, and the dog never has gotten upset at me over silly little things that I do. But so it's just kind of, it's one of those songs that I related to and had a lot of fun with.
Okay, let's play that one next.
All righty.
Here we go.
The man I am. I know I'll never please you, baby. There's just no way I can. To you, I'm just a loser. That's all I'll ever be. But I found someone who sees me, yeah, a little differently. I just want to be the man. Comes to lick my face. When you raise your voice in anger, she shows me it's okay. Honey, when you put me down, well, she's right there by my side. I know you ain't happy, baby, but she's always satisfied. I just wanna be the man.
go.
Man, my dog thinks I am Doug Briney. I like that one a lot.
All right.
Yeah, that one's got a good. I like you said, that's got a good message to it. The humor's pretty good in that one.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. You know, I mean, it's just one of those fun songs you can kind of feel good about and just enjoy.
Yeah, it makes you, you know, like you said, the dog never gets mad at you or says anything. It's just the same every day, you know.
That's it. You know, they're happy to see you. You come through that door, they're always happy to see you, you know. And doesn't matter what you've done or anything. They're just happy to see you and spend that time with you.
So you said your father lives in California. Is that where you're originally from, California?
Yes, sir. Grew up in Yorba Linda, California. And dad still lives in the same house that I grew up in. He's been there for 46 years in the same house.
So how'd you get from California to Alaska? Work or some other way?
You know, I graduated from college in 1988 and spent 4 years in a little town called Bath, Michigan, working as a music and youth pastor there. And then in 92, we came up to visit my father-in-law, who had moved up to Alaska, and he had started a church here. We came up to visit them at Christmas time, just kind of fell in love with the place. And we moved up that following summer. We moved up in July of 1992, and this has been home ever since. But we came up to start help him with the church there, and spent about a year helping him, and then we went to another church here in town in Anchorage, and was on staff there for 11 years, and then pastored up in a town about 100 miles north of Anchorage, a place called Talkeetna. Pastored there for 4 years, and now I'm back in Anchorage and own my own coffee shop and pastor a church called the Cowboy Church of Anchorage.
I heard you guys had a pretty rough winter up there last year.
We did. We had the snowiest winter ever on record. We had about 134 inches of snow here in Anchorage.
Yeah, that's a lot of snow. I know, but they said all the cold weather was staying up there instead of coming down here last year, you know.
Yeah, I think we not only set snow record, we set some cold temperature records as well. We hit the coldest that I've ever felt here in Anchorage, I think, is about -32, -33 degrees, someplace right in there. And we had several days that were, you know, -26 to -30 degrees, and they were that way for a couple weeks in a row. So we were cold, and we had when it wasn't cold. It was snowing. We just had a lot of snow this winter, and we had a lot of cold. So
what do you do when you get that much snow? I mean, you can't really keep it out of the way. How do you get around and you know, on your way around town and everything? I mean, the snow plows, they do it, don't they?
Yeah, they do a really good job. They plow it all out of there and maintain it. Then they've got the snow blowers that come along and blow it back inside of trucks, and then they haul it off to the snow dumps and, you know, kind of keep the roads clear that way. The problem that we had was there was so much snow that the snow dumps were even full. It's the first time that's ever happened. They ran out of places to put the snow. They just couldn't pack it in any higher, so they were having trouble with that. You know, from my business, the coffee business, I had an 18-foot wall of snow blocking from the coffee shop out to the road, so people could drive right by and never even know I was there. So that made the winter a little rough for me as far as business goes.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be hard to even find a parking space in that kind of snow, you know.
it was tough. There was a lot of it, and I ran a Bobcat several hours, Bobcat just pushing snow and piling it as high as I could get that thing to lift it and just keep the parking lot open and clear. So it was a little tough this winter.
Okay. Let's see. The next one I got here to play is Bleed Red.
All righty. That's a Ronnie Dunn tune. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's say we're sorry
Oh, it's too late. Let's give forgiveness a chance. Let's turn the anger into water. Let it slip through our hands. We all bleed red. We all taste rain. We all fall down and lose our way. We all say words that we regret. We all cry tears. We all bleed red. If we're fighting, we're both losing. We're just wasting our time. Because my scars, they are your scars, and your world is mine. You and I, we all bleed red. We all taste rain. We all fall down, lose our way. We all say words that we regret. We all cry tears. We all regret. Sometimes we're strong. Sometimes we're weak. Sometimes we're hurt. And it cuts deep. We live this life. Breath, we're all the same. We all bleed red. Let's say we're sorry.
Doug Briney. Next song I'm looking at is Let's Get Riding. How'd you get that one?
That, again, is another Pat Kelly song, and Pat Kelly wrote that one. And that was one I listened to about three or four times before I absolutely fell in love with it. But it's just a great song about getting on the motorcycle and going and riding. So the tour I'm going to be doing down to California and back. I'm actually calling it the Let's Get Riding Tour, and I'll be on that motorcycle and just having a lot of fun with it.
Oh, okay, let's listen to that one now.
All righty.
Wake up, girl. The clocks are ringing. Birds are singing a morning tune. Ride 'em, cowgirl, let's get moving. Life's flying by, it's way too soon. Yeah, we got the morning light. Sun's out and the roads are dry. Quick kiss and we're on our bike. Grab yours, I'll get mine. Ooh. Riding, yeah, a little two-wheel driving. Let's cruise up that mountain we've been talking about. We'll get low on the corners, let's get riding. Yeah, baby, let's get riding. Ooh, let's get riding. Crank 'em up, let's get 'em rolling. Keep 'em rolling till the blacktop ends. Bring a blanket, we'll do some loving under the willow with the river bend. Yeah, we need some time alone, so let's slip our leathers on. Spend the day out spinning songs, no pagers, no cell phone.
Riding, Doug. I guess in the winter time up there, you're not doing a whole lot of riding in, are you?
Not on the motorcycle. I got a we call them snowmobiles up, or we call them snow machines here. The rest of the world calls them snowmobiles, and I do a little riding on that as much as I can in the winter time.
Okay, so when did it kind of start thawing out there this year? About April or somewhere in there?
The roads were getting clear mid-April, but it was still a little sketchy riding. I get up about 5 o'clock in the morning and go to work because of the coffee shop I own, and it was a little too – it was still getting frozen at nighttime. But the daytime was nice to do some riding. But, yeah, about mid-April, we were getting pretty clear roads. And by the end of October, pretty well snowed in by the end of October.
Okay, so what kind of daylight you got up there this time of year? About 20-something hours a day, or how much do you get?
Oh, yeah, right now we've got great long days. I think we only have about 3.5 hours of sundown, and even during the sundown, the sun is not, it's set below the horizon, but there's still light. So it's pretty well light, almost 24 hours right now. The sun does set, but there's still that light in the sky that you can still see. And we're coming up on solstice here, and it won't be long. It'll start going the other way, which is a really sad time of year up here when it starts leaving us.
So I guess in the wintertime, you're like, you get how much daylight do you get like in the middle of the winter, a couple hours a day?
Yeah, our shortest day of the year, winter solstice, it gets about 10:40, 10:50 in the morning. And it's dark by about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Does that take some getting used to, or are you kind of used to it now, or is it different every year? You kind of have to adjust to it.
It's pretty well used to it. You just kind of go along with it. It doesn't bother me too much. It depends upon your activity level, really. If you get out and you're enjoying, if you're out and enjoying it, it doesn't seem to faze me one way or the other. If I'm just sitting and sit inside and kind of cooped up inside, then it really starts to get to you. You know, but I think it's that way. I don't think it's just the light. I think that's just me with the activity level I'm used to. I like to be out and doing things. I don't like to just be sitting inside. And so it does wear on you, though. The light, not having the light, wears on you more than having too much light.
Okay, so a lot of times when it's cold and then it's dark, that makes it feel colder, I guess.
You know, I don't know. I've never even thought about that. It's just the darkness is just something we deal with. I mean, that's the way I can say it. We just you just kind of deal with it, and you go on, and you know it's going to be there for a while. So once December 21st rolls around and the sun starts coming back, you know, it's a good thing. You know, once that solstice hits, that winter solstice hits, we know the sun's coming back. Even if it's only a few seconds a day, it's coming back.
Okay, the next song I'm going to play here is Second Dance.
All right, yeah. Great
okay,
song.
Where'd you get that one from?
Again, this is another Pat Kelly song that he wrote. This is this is one, and it just really talks about, you know, falling in love that second time after losing a wife and having that opportunity. It's kind of a play on words. Instead of second chance, it's second dance. And you look towards that time whenever you can fall back in love again, and yet it's a scary thing.
Okay, let's play it then. Second Dance.
All right.
He holds a picture from 20 years ago. Takes him back in time to when he wasn't alone. He puts it on his dresser and whispers, I love you. He knows she'd understand that he's found someone new. His heart hears a new love song and it's dancing one more time. He's afraid to pop the question, but tonight it is the night. Second dance. Sometimes you just got to take a chance. When the love you feel is strong, gotta trust is enough. Wrap your heart around it, though. It's not always planned. Not everyone gets a second dance. Her cheek and a brand new song begins. Inside his coat pocket he takes the diamond ring. A tear comes to her eyes and her hands are trembling, and she wants so bad to say yes, but she's been here before. Will this time be forever? Can she reach? Sometimes you just got to take a chance. When the love you feel is strong, gotta trust it's enough. Happy falling around it does. It's not always planned. Not everyone needs a second chance. Can you? second death.
Second death, Doug Briney. Just to let you know, Doug, you might be interested. I'm getting some positive feedback here on some listeners that are listening to our show right now. They really like your voice and the way you sing the songs and everything.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. And if anybody's interested in purchasing the music, they can go to my website, dougbriney.com. And there's some links there on the music page. They can purchase it directly from the webpage. And if they do that, I send them a physical copy of the CD, and it'll be a signed copy of the CD. And, of course, I've got the links there for iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. They can purchase it in digital downloads as well. They can do that directly from the website, dougbriney.com.
Okay, that's great. I've got two more songs I'm going to play. That way I won't play everything, because that way, you know, people might not buy it if they hear everything. You know, that way it gives a little mystery. It seems like they like what they hear so far, so maybe they'll come in and buy the rest of them, you know.
All right.
A little bit more. I think you got about four or five songs I'm not playing.
Okay.
The next one I'm going to play is The Man I Want to Be.
Okay, yep, The Man I Want to Be, and this is a cover song that I did. Chris Young recorded this one, helped write this, and a fantastic song, just, you know, trying to be better, trying to do better in everything we do.
Okay, we'll play it right now then.
God, I'm down here on my knees, 'cause it's the last face left for, begging for another chance, if there is any chance at all, that you might still be listening, loving and forgiving guys like me. I've spent my whole life getting it all wrong. Sure could use your help, 'cause from now on I wanna be a good man, I do like I should, man. I wanna be the kind of man the mirror likes to see. I wanna be a strong man. There's any way for her and me to make another start, could you see what you could do to put some love back in her heart? 'Cause it's gonna take a miracle after all I've done to really make her see. I wanna be a stay man, I wanna be a brave man, wanna be the kind of man she sees in a dream. God, I wanna be your man, and I wanna be her man. Well, God, I only hope she still believes in the man I wanna be. Well, I know it's late at night, and talk to you, Lord, don't give up on me. Wanna be a giving man, wanna really start living, man. God, I'm asking you, come change me. You're the man I want to be.
Man, I want to be Doug Briney. Hey, Doug, I was a little bit interested in how you, you and Michael got together. Your management team there, they're the ones that got me in contact with you.
Yeah, Michael's doing a great job for me with MTS Management Group. And, again, that connection through the ICMA network, the Independent Country Musicians Network, that's how I found Pat Kelly. Again, Alan Shepard doing a great job with that. And that's how I found Michael was through that.
Okay, so how long have you been working with him?
1 week, I think, prior to this, 1 or 2 weeks prior to the CD being released, we started working together and kind of talking and getting things going. So just about the end of April.
If you get somebody that wants a manager like that, usually they pretty much know that you got some talent there. They wouldn't be, spending their time and effort. You know, it's pretty hard. I know a lot of different managers that, you know, they won't take just anybody that comes along that wants them to, you know, manage them.
Yeah, you know, and that was my hope, that someone would be honest with me and let me know, yeah, you've got a chance or no. And Michael's been very encouraging all the way along the line. And like I said, I've been very, very pleased with what he's done with through the MTS management group there. And he's done a great job promoting. And again, it goes back to that connection Alan Shepard has with the Independent Country Musicians Network. He's done a great job putting this thing together and getting independent country musicians to doing some networking and figuring out how to help one another and that type of thing. And so he's done a great job with that, and that's how that connection with Michael came about.
Okay, yeah, I know Alan Shepard. He has the independent radio show. Is he still doing that show every week?
Yeah, he does Country Dreams Radio, I believe, and he does Country Dreams Radio on there. He heads that up and does a good job with that as well.
Yeah, he played one of my songs on that Country Dreams one time, a song I wrote back in 2008. It's called...
All right.
It got up to number 8 at SoundClick back in 2008 on the country chart there.
Wow, so fantastic.
I didn't get anybody to vote for it either. I didn't even know it was on the SoundClick until the guy that sang it and did it for me told me about it. You know, I had no idea it was even on there, so.
Right.
That was pretty good for me, I guess.
The last one
I got here to play is Voices. What's the story behind that one?
Voices, again, is another Chris Young song that he recorded. And, you know, I love, this is my wife's favorite song on the entire CD. And it just talks about listening to those voices that roam around in my head that have been planted there for my parents, have been planted there for my grandparents, and the influences and the people that are, you know, that have been close to me my entire life and have been that guiding light or that guiding influence in my life. Certainly there's many of them. You know, there's a lot of people that I look up to and that I look up to and that I really admire. And they've all had a part in shaping me into the person that I am.
Okay, well, let's play that now, Voices.
All right.
I'm a little bit crazy, you could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, work that job. Don't work your life away. Mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky, all that good advice. Those hard to find words of wisdom hold up there in my mind. And just when I lost my way, I got too many choices. I hear voices. I hear voices like my dad saying, quit that team. You'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying, if you find the one, better treat her right. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them, 'cause they made me who I am. My dad's saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the office plate on Sunday. And granddad saying, you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line yet.
Briny voices. Just curious, what time is it there? About 2:45 in the afternoon?
That's 3:45 right now. 3:45.
Oh, okay. I was just curious about the time difference. Have you got anything you'd like to say before the end of the show? Like repeat your website or anything like that?
Sure. I'll throw that out. And anybody likes the music and wants to purchase that, it is available. Even if you don't like it, you can still go and purchase it at DougBriney.com, DougBriney.com, and we have the links there. You can do that. Like I said, if you order the physical copy of the CD, I'll sign that and mail it out myself. If you want to do the digital download, that is available through there as well. You can also sign up to receive our newsletter and kind of get updates about what's going on. And on the Let's Get Riding tour, I'll be kind of blogging along the way and letting folks know where we're at and what's happening. So we're looking forward to that, and of course the links to our Facebook pages on there as well, and Twitter, and hopefully everybody will sign up for that and kind of keep tabs and know what's going on with us.
Okay, what's your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is Doug Briney. So Doug or Twitter.com / Doug Briney, and then on Facebook it's Facebook.com. DB Songs, Delta Bravo Songs.
Okay. I just want to give people, I got quite a few people that really like your music. I want to try to get you spread around as good as we can here. So,
all right, Mark.
It's been a real pleasure having you on the show, and we enjoyed your music, and you seem like a really nice guy, and that's something that's kind of rare nowadays if you want to know the truth about it.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do, and I do appreciate the opportunity to be on here. And again, thanks to Michael and Alan Shepard and Pat Kelly and those connections through the Independent Country Musicians Network that got everything kind of put together and kind of get the ball rolling there. So I do appreciate it. Appreciate the time.
Okay. Well, when you get out there on the road, if you want to hit us up with an update or something, you know, we can talk about it on the show or something. We could do that, you know, maybe call in one day or something and tell us how it's going. Do a show or a 15-minute update or something, you know.
You betcha. I might do that.
Okay. All right, well, we'll be talking with you later then.
All right. Thank you so much, Ralph.
Okay,
right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.